Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Today was Apple's Let Loose event, and as we expected, it focused on the iPad lineup in entirety. Things kicked off with the introduction of a new iPad Air. The new iPad Air is available in two sizes, 11 inches and 13 inches. The overall design is the same as its predecessor, with the exception of the front-facing FaceTime camera, which has been relocated to the side of the iPad in landscape orientation. The new iPad Air is powered by the M2 processor inside, which Apple says makes it up to 50% faster than the iPad Air with the M1, and three times faster than the iPad Air with the A12 Bionic. Apple says you can also expect upgraded sound quality, faster Wi-Fi with Wi-Fi 6E support, and support for the Apple Pencil Hover feature, which first debuted with the 2022 iPad Pro. The new iPad Air is available in four different colors: blue, purple, starlight, and space gray. Both models start at 128 gigabytes, double the previous storage, and you can also choose to upgrade to 256, 512, and 1 terabyte. The new iPad Air models are available starting today to order, and they start shipping next week at $599 for the 11-inch and $799 for the 13-inch. Following the introduction of the iPad Air, Apple introduced the all-new iPad Pro. As expected, the new iPad Pro is available in 11-inch and 13-inch screen sizes. The 11-inch version is 5.3 millimeters thick and weighs just 0.98 pounds. The 13-inch is just 5.1 millimeters thin and weighs 1.28 pounds. Apple says that this is officially the thinnest Apple product ever, even thinner than the thinnest iPod Nano. In addition to the thinner design, the big change here is the OLED screens. Apple is calling these OLED screens Ultra Retina XDR, and they offer deeper blacks, better contrast, and higher brightness than the previous generation iPad Pros. They offer up to 1,000 nits of brightness for standard and HDR content, and for peak HDR brightness, they can go up to 1,600 nits. The OLED panel component is thinner and lighter, enabling the new overall industrial design. Apple is using what's called a tandem OLED display structure, which is a state-of-the-art display that uses two OLED panels to counteract some of the traditional limitations of OLED screens, like brightness. For the first time, the iPad Pro is also available with a nanotexture display finish. This is a matte-style design for the display that Apple says is precisely etched at a nanometer scale to maintain image quality and contrast while scattering ambient light for reduced glare. Moving on from the design and the display, the new iPad Pros are powered by the M4. This is the first M4-powered device Apple has released, and it says it was built from the ground up, focused on artificial intelligence. The M4 chip includes a new display controller that helps drive the OLED displays, and of course, improvements to CPU and GPU performance. The new 10-core CPU offers up to 50% faster CPU performance compared to the previous M2 iPad Pro. The M4 is built on a second-generation 3-nanometer fabrication process. The new GPU brings advanced hardware ray tracing and mesh shading to the iPad for the first time, offering up to 4 times faster rendering performance compared to the M2. The M4 also features what Apple says is the most powerful neural engine ever and can perform up to 38 trillion operations per second. This makes it more powerful than any neural processing unit in any PC today. The new iPad Pro starts at 256 gigabytes of storage, double the amount of base storage compared to the previous generation. The 11-inch model is priced at $999, up from $799, and the new 13-inch model is priced at $1,299, up from the previous generation, $1,099. They are available to order starting today and will begin shipping next week. We are sponsored this week by iMazing 3, the world's most trusted tool to manage Apple devices and transfer data from a Mac or a PC. Redesigned from the ground up, iMazing 3 for macOS and Windows is packed with features that make working with Apple mobile devices and their data even easier. Whether you're just looking for an easy way to transfer media or copy files from your computer or device, needing to extract messages, store multiple backup snapshots locally, or need to manage a fleet of devices, iMazing 3 has you covered. Hit the link in the show notes to download iMazing 3 and take control of all of your Apple mobile devices and their data. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Beyond the new iPads themselves, Apple also had an accessory story to go along with today's event. First off, Apple announced a brand new version of the iPad's Magic Keyboard, which was first introduced in 2020 and hasn't been updated since. The new model of the iPad keyboard is tailored more towards the needs of pro users than its predecessors. It's thinner and lighter, but it also comes with a larger trackpad and a built-in function row. The function row on the Magic Keyboard enables quick access to key controls like volume and brightness adjustments, play, pause, dictation, and more. There's even finally an escape key built right in. The Magic Trackpad has gotten significantly bigger and Apple says is now more responsive with haptic feedback. In terms of design, the new Magic Keyboard still features the cantilever hovering design for the iPad itself, but instead of fabric, a lot of it's now made from aluminum. For instance, Apple says the palm rests are now aluminum to provide for better durability and comfort, while the iPad itself still attaches magnetically and connects via the smart connector. The new Magic Keyboard only works with the new iPad Pro, so you can't use it with a previous generation iPad Pro or even with the latest iPad Air. It's available in silver and space black, and it costs $299 for the 11-inch version and $349 for the 13-inch version and is available to order today. And finally, we have a new Apple Pencil, which Apple is calling the Apple Pencil Pro. One of the biggest changes here is a new sensor in the barrel of the pencil that can sense a user's squeeze to bring up a tool palette to quickly switch tools, line weights, and colors, all without interrupting the creative process. There's also a built-in haptic engine to deliver a light tap to the user to provide confirmation when the user performs the squeeze gesture or a double tap. There's also now a built-in gyroscope in the Apple Pencil Pro that allows users to roll Apple Pencil Pro for precise control of the tool they're using. For instance, rotating the barrel of the Apple Pencil will change the orientation of shaped pen and brush tools, just like with pen and paper. The Apple Pencil Pro also integrates with Find My for the first time, so if you lose it, you can use the Find My app on your iPad or iPhone to quickly find it. Apple Pencil Pro is available to order starting today for $129, and it's compatible only with the new iPad Pro and the new iPad Air. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, you can find an ad-free version at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.